Well, hello, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and for the next hour, I'll be playing some of my new CDs. I got a shipment of CDs in from County Sales, and I'm quite excited about that. It's always good to get new CDs in your collection, and I haven't even heard them all yet, but I think we're going to enjoy them, I tell you. Oh, there's all sorts of things. You're going to hear from the Travelling Mercuries, Mac Wiseman, Eddie and Martha Adcock, Irene Kelly, talked about that one later. And then we're going to have, Kenny Baker. We've got some Kenny Baker too. So let's get straight into it. The Travelling Mercuries, a group that have always sort of impressed me in their approach to music. Always enjoyed Del Mercury, but here's the Travelling Mercuries, the band that does the travelling. Ronnie Mercury on vocals and mandolin, Rob Mercury on banjo, Jason Carter on fiddle, Alan Bartram on bass, and with Cody Kilby on guitar in this recording. So we're going to listen to them now. A couple of tracks, Lonesome, Ornery and Mean, which sounds good fun, and then an instrumental called Crow Hop. So let's listen to the Travelling Mercuries.
On a Greyhound bus, on a traveling this morning. Thank you.
That's some great bluegrass music from the Traveling McCouries there, and some fine mandolin work by Ronnie McCoury. It's interesting to note that he's playing early 80s Gilchrist mandolin made in Australia, as does Keith McMillan in the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, our own band over here. And great mandolin. They just put it all together, don't they? Wonderful. Well, my bluegrass friend in Australia, Bruce O'Hara, said you have to play some Irene Kelly on your program. And if Bruce says what I need to do, then boy, that's an instruction to me. So I went ahead and purchased some Irene Kelly CDs from... she records on Mountain Fever Records, and he's dead right. She is really good. So I'd like to play you a couple of tracks off her 2019 album, Benny's TV Repair is the name of the album, and the songs I'm going to play are something about a train sound, and then Benny's TV Repair, the title track. Both songs, Irene is listed as the writer. She's got a very highly skilled backing band of Brian Sutton on guitar, Adam Steffi on mandolin, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Matt Menifee on banjo, and Mark Fain on bass. And Mark helped produce the music to it. From Betty's TV Repair, some Irene Kelly. Here you go, Bruce.
Place my pennies on the track and it rolled by. Pocket full of memories of another place and time. Wish I could go there now. Something about a train sound. Something about a train sound, northeast or westbound. Music to my ears, it just feels right. Something about a train sound. Didn't lose nothing there. That's what my dad would say. Had a little basement shop, AM radio. I heard country music and it never let me go. It took a correspondence course that he got in the mail. Bonafide, filled with pride, he learned to fix things well. Dressed like a working man, smiled like a millionaire. Cause the sun set, Benny's TV repair. Find the part. He taught me how to stand my ground and how to trust my heart. My mama was the only woman that he ever loved. Sparkles in his hazel eyes told you just as much. He took a correspondence course that he got in the mail. Bonafide, filled with pride, he learned to fix things well. Dressed like a working man, smiled like a millionaire. Cause the sun set, Benny's TV repair. Some things I've forgotten, some things fade away. One thing is so clear to me, burned into my brain. The sound that my brother made way back when we were kids, to this day still stands for who he was and what he did. He took a correspondence course that he got in the mail. A working man smiled like a millionaire. Cause the sun set, Benny's TV repair. Yeah, sometimes I won't see him standing there. Benny's TV repair.
That's Irene Kelly, and she does a fine job of the music. Her whole album is songs written by her and working with other people as well. And in the next few weeks and months coming up, I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more of Irene Kelly. Thanks very much, Bruce. My favourite fiddle player of all time just has to be Kenny Baker. I think he absolutely sums up bluegrass fiddle for me, and I just enjoy everything he played. And one of the albums that he did was Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe, as a tribute to Bill Monroe. Bill Monroe is a real source of fiddle tunes, and often quoting his uncle Penn Vandiver as the person he learnt the tune from. And he got Kenny to play a whole bunch of fiddle tunes that other fiddle players didn't play. And on this album, there's some absolute classic tunes, and Kenny Baker does a fine job with them. He's got Joe Stewart on guitar, Vic Jordan on banjo, Bob Black playing a bit of banjo, and Randy Davis playing bass, and he's got Bill Monroe on mandolin. How about that? Getting Bill into the studio and playing mandolin on your album of Bill Monroe songs has got to be a pretty good thing to happen. Well, these are great versions of all these tunes. There's some wonderful tunes on this album. Really hard to select a couple to play, but I've selected a couple of my all-time favourites. Jerusalem Ridge, which is a magic tune, and then Monroe's Hornpipe, which sort of essentially sounds simple, but is a really hard tune to play, and it's a real driving tune. Kenny Baker does them perfectly. Here we go. ¶¶ some classic bluegrass there from Kenny Baker, playing Bill Monroe tunes there, and that was Bill on mandolin, and they're both wonderful tunes to play. If you're sitting around learning some tunes to play with your friends, learn both Jerusalem Ridge and Monroe's Hornpipe. I recommend it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, a big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this show comes from, Free FM 89.0. And Shearer's have been promoting music around Hamilton for more than 50 years. And back in the 1960s, I bought a Framus banjo from them, and I've been buying bits and pieces throughout the years from them. They're a wonderful source. Excellent coming up to Christmas. What better place to go to get presents for your family than a music shop? Everything from sets of strings and capos to new instruments and ukuleles and guitars and banjos and fiddles. All sorts of things there. Go and see Shearer's. They've got helpful staff who know what they're talking about, and they will help you find what you need to find. We appreciate Shearer's supporting Back Porch Bluegrass. What are we going to hear? One of my favourites, Mac Wiseman. When I was really getting into bluegrass music, I borrowed a small LP, it was. I think it had 8 songs on it. A 10-inch LP from someone, a country music fan, who knew a little bit about bluegrass music. And he lent me this, and it had some wonderful songs from Mac Wiseman on it. And I've always enjoyed Mac Wiseman's music ever since then. He did a wonderful album with the Osborne Brothers, which I really enjoyed. And I've just purchased this album, Bluegrass Hits and Heart Songs, which Mac recorded in 1976 with the help of the Shenandoah Cut-Ups and a couple of other musicians. So I'm going to play you a couple of tracks off this. Mac Wiseman plays guitar and does vocals. He's got a big sound with his voice and his guitar playing. Billy Edwards on banjo, Buddy Griffin on fiddle, John Palmer on bass, Tater Tate on fiddle, Jeff Turflinger on mandolin, and Tommy Boyd playing some dobro there. And we're going to hear the tunes Don't Let Your Sweet Love Die and Knoxville Girl, which is listed as a traditional song, and it's one of the rare murder ballads that I've played on this tunes on the show. I don't go for murder ballads very much, but Mac does a great version of Knoxville Girl. Here's Mac Wiseman.
Don't let your sweet love die like the flowers in the fall. Don't take away the smiles and leave the bitter tears. My heart believes in you. Please say you love me true. Don't leave me now to face the lonely years. I drifted all alone, no one to call my own. Then you came like an angel from the sky. You said we'd never part. Don't leave and break my heart. Be mine alone, don't let your sweet love die. Love me when the rosebuds open wide. Or is your kiss to be only a memory? I need you so, don't let your sweet love die. Don't let your sweet love die like the flowers in the fall. Without you life would be like death to me. I've grown so used to you, I can't believe it's true. Don't say goodbye, don't let your sweet love die. I met a little girl in Knoxville, the town we all know well. And every Sunday dwell. I took her for an evening walk about a mile from town. I picked a stick up off the ground and knocked that fair girl down. She fell down on her bended knee, for mercy she did cry. Oh, Willie dear, don't kill me here, I'm unprepared to die. She never spoke another word, I only beat her more, until the ground around her within her blood did flow. Took her by her golden curls, I swung her round and round. I threw her in the river that flows through Knoxville town. Go there, you Knoxville girl with the dark and roving eyes. Go there, you Knoxville girl, you can never be my bride. I started back to Knoxville, got there about midnight. My mother dear was worried and woke up in a fright. She said, oh son, what have you done to bloody your clothes so? I told my anxious mother I'd been bleeding at my nose. I called for me a candle to light myself to bed. I called for me a handkerchief to find my aching head. I rolled and tumbled the whole night through, not a wink that night did sleep. While the flames of hell around my bed within my eyes did see. They took me down to Knoxville, they locked me in the cell. My friends all tried to get me out, but none could go my bail. So now I'm wasting my life away down in this dirty old cell. Because I murdered that Knoxville girl, the girl I love so well.
It's a little bit of Mac Wiseman there, and I hope you enjoyed that. Some fine banjo playing from Billy Edwards there, who was superb at playing while he sang lead, and his own support for his lead vocals was excellent in the days of the Shenandoah cut-ups. Well, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass that comes, of course, from New Zealand, and New Zealand is having another Bluegrass Festival on the first weekend of February. Actually starts on the 31st of January, the Friday, and then the 1st and the 2nd of February 2020, we will be having the second Kiwigrass. It's held this year at the Mighty River Domain, Lake Karapiro, just south of Cambridge. Beautiful spot, lovely, right on the shores of Lake Karapiro, and that's the rowing centre for New Zealand. New Zealand's pretty keen on rowing, and we'd achieve good results in international rowing competitions. Well, this is where they practice. So you're likely to come along to the festival, play some banjo, and see some rowing heroes out there too. There'll be workshops, there'll be jam sessions, there'll be instrument makers displaying their wares, there'll be blackboard concerts there. I'm running one of those as part of Back Porch Bluegrass, and so the Auckland Bluegrass Club will also be there participating in those blackboard concerts. And we've got some featured bands that you will love. The Lonely Heartstring Band from the USA is coming back again. They were here beginning of this year, and everyone loved them. They're coming back again. AJ Lee and Blue Summit from the USA. That's a dynamic band, and you will really enjoy AJ Lee. She plays great mandolin and sings wonderfully. From Australia, we're having Bluegrass Parkway, Coolgrass, 9 Mile Creek, all fine bands. Coolgrass, very entertaining. Everyone loves Bluegrass Parkway. They come on in the big hats and the suits and have fine stage patter and some great music, and we're going to hear from them just after this. Jean-Luc Leroux and friends is coming from New Caledonia with some French-style bluegrass that will be really good fun. And, of course, from New Zealand, we've got Wires and Wood. We've got You, Me and Everybody, which is a combination of the Pippi Pickers and Roadworks. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, Pippi Pickers, Hot Diggity, our all-female group, wonderful, very entertaining. Valley Bluegrass from way down south in Dunedin, and many more bands. So if you want to know more about Kiwigrass, go to www.kiwigrass.nz, and you'll find out all about how to get tickets and all the details of the show. Love to see you there. Come up and see me and say you listen to the radio show, and I'll be tickled pink. We're going to hear from one of the bands coming to the festival, Bluegrass Parkway. We're going to hear Banjo Boy Chimes, Mick O'Neill, fine banjo player, and he does a good job on that Sonny Osborne tune. And then we're going to hear I Hung My Head and Cried, and we'll have Maria Duff featured on that. Maria Duff plays bass and sings, Wayne Perry guitar and sings, Paul Duff on mandolin, he sings, Mick O'Neill on banjo and he sings, and Donal Baylor on fiddle on this album, and I don't think he gets to sing much, but they do some great bluegrass music. Here comes Bluegrass Parkway. Thank you.
head and cry. Hung down my head and cry. I saw you in another's arms and I hung my head and cry.
That was Bluegrass Parkway, and you can see them at the Kiwigrass Festival first weekend in February 2020. Come to New Zealand, come to the mighty River Domain where we're holding Kiwigrass. I'd like to say a big shout out to all the people listening to this show, whether you're listening on live radio, which is probably one of the access radio stations throughout New Zealand. The show comes from Free FM in Hamilton, but it's played on access radio stations throughout New Zealand. So hi to all the listeners listening on radio there, and also the access radio stations in Canada that have the program. Thank you, and I hope you're all bedding down for winter, just as we're coming into summer, and it's going to be one of the hottest summers on record. I think it certainly is in Australia, and we tend to get a bit of their weather in New Zealand. But up north in Canada, you're bedding in for the winter. It's hard to imagine when we're down here. Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, you get the show too. That's lovely. And all those people listening on podcasts, either in podcasts from our webpage or on Spotify or on iHeartRadio even, thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate you tuning into the program. And I get some real nice letters. I got one from Annette, which is a real nice letter, saying she's been listening to the podcast for a long time and is it really enjoying the show. She liked Crooked Still when I played them, and Annette told me about Chris Thiele's live show, or Live From Here, and which is an excellent show. She gave me a link to it. So the show is called Live From Here, and there's a link. You can go on YouTube and watch that show. And Crooked Still were on that show, and I really enjoyed seeing them playing live. And Brittany Haas and Aoife as a singer were doing some wonderful music on that. So thanks very much for that, Annette. I really appreciate your comments and your reference to Chris Thiele's show. I say that quite difficultly, don't I? Never mind. So what have we got lined up now? Well, those of you who listen to the show regularly will know that just a few weeks ago I had Missy Raines in the studio and had a lovely talk with her on air. And she spent a lot of her time playing with Eddie and Martha Adcock in their band. And I thought, it's time I heard some of Missy Raines playing when she worked with Eddie and Martha. I've heard her play when she worked with Claire Lynch a lot, and in her own band now, of course. So I got some Eddie and Martha Adcock, a gospel album. It's time we had some gospel music. We're going to hear two songs from them, Open Book and then Standing in the Need of Prayer. Eddie Adcock does the banjos, vocals, and guitar backup and mandolin, and Martha does the rhythm and lead guitars, and Missy Raines plays bass, and they do some great music. Here we come, Eddie and Martha Adcock with Missy Raines on bass.
Still hear my papa preach from the good book when I was bad. Man, he'd hold me and gently tell me about the life up ahead. He'd say, there'll be times when you walk a fine line and never walk that way again. Just remember each day is a clean page and only you hold the pen. Whatever. written, the story can't be changed. You'll never know who's gonna lose. Your life's an open book. I've made choices and taken chances that no one else thought I should. I've climbed higher and fallen lower than I thought I ever could. Loving, choosing, and winning, losing, I've learned what truth is about. Tears and laughter with every chapter in my own hand, they are bound. Whatever you write can't be erased. Once it's written, the story can't be changed. You'll never know who's gonna look. Your life's an open book. Whatever you write can't be erased. Once it's written, the story can't be changed. You'll never know who's gonna look. Your life's an open book.
But me, oh Lord, standing in a need of prayer. Not the preaching of the sinner, but me, oh Lord, standing in a need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in a need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in a need of prayer. But it's me, oh Lord, standing in a need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in a need of prayer. It's me,
it's me, it's me, oh Lord,
standing in a need of prayer. It's me,
it's me, it's me, oh Lord,
standing in a need of prayer.
It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need and deep in prayer.
It's me,
it's me, it's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer. It's me,
it's me, it's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer. Standing in a need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in a need of prayer. It's me,
it's me, it's me, oh Lord,
standing in a need of prayer. It's me,
it's me, it's me, oh Lord,
standing in a need of prayer.
Oh, that's a great version of that gospel song. You have to be able to sing fast to do that one, wouldn't you? Standing in the need of prayer. All good. Okay, coming up in Hamilton, we've got a country music concert in Morrinsville on the 10th of January. Friday the 10th is going to be a fairly casual, informal concert because everyone's still in Christmas holiday mode. No Back Porch Bluegrass in December, as you can imagine. Fourth Sunday of the month is usually taken up with family activities. So the next Back Porch Bluegrass Jam session will be on the 26th of January in 2020, in the new year. It'll be a good opportunity for a warm-up for the Kiwigrass Festival, just the weekend before the Kiwigrass Festival. So what else have we got coming up? All sorts of music. Navarra Lounge still has great music happening all the time and a busy program coming up to Christmas. But I'm going to play some bluegrass music now. Classic bluegrass music from 1958, the Stanley Brothers. And we're going to hear Train 45. Ralph Stanley on banjo, Carter Stanley on guitar, Bill or Dad Napier on mandolin, Ralph Mayo on fiddle, and Albert Elliott, otherwise known as Towser Murphy, on bass. And in fact, you'll hear them all mentioned in this first song. It's called Train 45.
Train 45, leaving Union Station, Cincinnati, Ohio. All aboard for all points south.
Going to Kingsport, Tennessee.
Wonder where that old man, Dad Napier, over there is going.
Why, I'm going down about Grundy, Virginia, boy. Where you Stanley Brothers are heading?
Oh, we're going back down to Dixon County, Virginia, to a little mountain farm down there. Let him roll.
Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll take it out with the Stanley Brothers doing an absolute classic tune, which I know I love to play, How Mountain Girls Can Love. Listen in again next week. I'll have a Christmassy show suitable for the, in Hamilton anyway, Christmas Eve broadcast, and then in podcasts afterwards. It's time to have a Christmassy show, so I hope you'll enjoy that. See you all.